Hello everyone, my name is Sam and welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Our challenge today comes from the video called Clueless Dude Cares for Toddlers for a Day. And this is a video from BuzzFeed. And I must say, that is a very BuzzFeed title. I don't know if you guys know BuzzFeed. They originally just did some articles and quizzes and sort of, I don't know, weird entertainment things on their website. And now they do tons of videos, and actually some of them are pretty good, and I think this one was actually quite funny. So if you haven't seen it, I recommend you check it out. But anyway, let's get on to our challenge. Bit of a shorter one today. Today I'm going to learn how to become a dad. My wife and I are going to have kids soon, but I'm completely terrified and overwhelmed by that idea. That's it, a little bit shorter today, and I'm sure that's a sentiment that many men share. Maybe not as much in Taiwan, maybe so. Let me know in the comments, are you a dad? How do you feel? Are you terrified and overwhelmed? So let's get into our vocabulary. So our first four words, I'm sure that none of these are new words to anyone, but I want to talk a little bit about how they're used, because often you kind of know what these words mean, but sometimes they have certain connotations, which just means that they give a certain feeling, people react to them in a certain way, like sort of beyond just the definition, beyond the meaning. It's sort of the feeling that they give. Anyway, so we have dad, father, mum, and mother. Mum or mom, kind of depends on however you want to pronounce it. So dad, of course, is just baba, and father is 父亲, and then mom is mama, and then mother is 母亲. And I want to mention these because there's kind of like three different levels. So you've got dad, daddy, and father, and then you've got mom, mommy, and mother. And I think the general way you could explain how to use these three is when you're a kid, when you're quite young, I would say, I don't know, 11 or 10 and younger, you say mommy and daddy. That's how you refer to your parents. And I'm sure you're all thinking, well, Sam, why are you teaching us this? Because none of us are under 11, or I don't think, at least. Let me know down in the comments if you are under 11 years old. These words are also useful if you're talking to kids. So often, you know, you'll say, oh, where's your mummy? Or, you know, that kind of thing. That's kind of for young kids. And then you have dad and mom, which I would say are kind of the safest options. They're kind of the most applicable in most scenarios. Any, you know, casual setting, any age. It's not weird when you're old and you say dad or mom. Nothing weird about that at all. And then father and mother, I think, are probably the most formal of the three. I think these are probably best for formal situations. I don't know if you're giving a speech, or maybe if there's some sort of, maybe if you're speaking at a more serious event or something like that, I would say father or mother. But, in general, they do come off as a little bit formal. I think that's quite similar to in Chinese. But, I wouldn't say, oh, my father is coming to visit. It sounds kind of, I don't know, a little bit strange, a little bit too formal for like a casual setting if you were just chatting with your friends. The reason I mentioned that's something that you may or may not find in a dictionary, right? Because they are both defined as you know, your mother, your father, your dad, mom. It's kind of all the same meaning, but they kind of have a different feeling to those different words. Next we have completely and totally. Completely and totally. And these are both adverbs, and completely could be defined as 完全的 or 徹底的. And completely and totally, of course, these mean, wholly. It kind of literally means completely, as in the complete part of you felt a certain way, or, it has that meaning of whole, but this is often used just to emphasize something. It's kind of to exaggerate a certain point. So in this case, when he says, I'm completely terrified and overwhelmed, he just means I'm really, really terrified, or I'm super terrified, I'm very, very terrified. That's all that means, completely. And I wrote in totally here as well, because you could use it in the exact same way. I was totally terrified. You could say I was completely exhausted, or I was totally exhausted after a long day of work, or what have you. So those are really good words you can use if you want to diversify your vocabulary. Instead of just saying very or really, you could say, I was completely exhausted. I was, very, really, completely, totally, all kind of similar meanings depending on the context. But this is just a way to change it up a little bit. And next we have terrified and petrified. Terrified and petrified. So terrified and petrified, these are both adjectives or past participles. And so terrified could be defined as 惧怕的, and petrified could be translated as 惊呆的. So terrified, I would say, is just a step up from scared. If you're very, very scared of spiders, you could say, I'm terrified of spiders, which just means like I said, it means really, really scared. You could say, I'm scared of roller coasters, I'm terrified of roller coasters. In almost any case that you can say scared, you can also say terrified. And then the next one up, I would say, is petrified. Petrified, actually, literally, the literal and original meaning of petrified is to turn something into rock, to turn something into stone. So you can imagine, you have to be, it means that you're so shocked, you're so scared, that you just freeze, that you can't move. So that, that kind of shock, that kind of fear. Anyway, so that's petrified. So if you're telling a story or you want to explain anything and talk about being just so scared, so terrified that you couldn't even move, you could say, I'm petrified. And for both of these, terrified and petrified, you can use them on their own, or you can specify, what you're terrified or petrified of as well. So, you could say, I was terrified, or I was petrified. That is totally correct. But you can also say, I am terrified of something. I'm terrified of public speaking, or I am petrified of roller coasters, or anything. And finally, we have overwhelmed. Overwhelmed. And overwhelmed in Chinese, I'm not sure if people say it in the same context, but if you literally translate overwhelmed, it means ya dao de. And overwhelmed in this case, of course, just means that he had a lot of emotions, right? He says, I'm completely terrified and overwhelmed by that idea. And that just means there's just so much going on in his head when he thinks of that. The idea of having kids to him is just there's a lot that is implied by that, right? I mean, big life changes, good and bad and just everything, right? So there's just so much that it's just overwhelming. It just means there's way too much to even think about. So just like the words above, just like terrified and petrified, you can also use overwhelmed on its own or in conjunction, combined with something. So you could just say, I was very overwhelmed. Or you can say, I was overwhelmed by something. So like in this, he said, I was overwhelmed by that idea. Or you could say, I was overwhelmed by the positive response, that kind of thing. Or you can also say, overwhelmed with something. Overwhelmed with, and then like an emotion. So you could say, I was overwhelmed with joy. I was overwhelmed with happiness, anything like that. You can use any emotion, being overwhelmed with some sort of emotion. Yeah, and that's all we have for our vocabulary. So I'm going to read it one more time and then we'll wrap it up. Today, I'm going to learn how to become a dad. My wife and I are going to have kids soon, but I'm completely terrified and overwhelmed by that idea. And by the way, I should mention, if anyone is wondering, the gonna, of course, just means going to. But pretty often when people are speaking quickly, they combine them together. And, going to, they just say, I'm gonna. And quite often people will type that as well. So here in our subtitles, we also wrote it as gonna, because that's actually kind of how he pronounced it. But yeah, that is all. Thank you all for listening. Hope you enjoyed. As usual, I'm looking forward to listening to your recordings, reading your comments. And yeah, I'll see you guys all in the next one. Bye.